State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster is urging 39 school districts around Wisconsin to drop sports nicknames or logos that some view as offensive to Native Americans. But Mosinee recently voted to keep the nickname of Indians, and Wauwatosa East will still use Red Raiders, though it will get rid of a logo that included a spear or arrow. Deputy State Superintendent Tony Evers declines to say he's disappointed with the decisions in the two cities, but Evers says he is pleased the school districts are talking about the issue.
The fact that there have been dialogues and discussions around the state is certainly a step in the right direction. We understand that changing long-time history and tradition in school districts is not something that's going to be taken lightly. So having people respond in a way that they have good discussions is good news, frankly.
But some of the debate has targeted Superintendent Burmaster, suggesting she's not in sync with what the local communities want. Evers says the State Department of Public Instruction understands the logo and nicknames issue is a local decision.
Certainly we've heard pushback. Well, we've heard as much or more people saying, yeah, you're right on. If we could do something, that'd be great. We're going to have discussions.
Talks about Native American logos and nicknames may take place in more school districts over the next few months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.